This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, don't love the world because Allah doesn't love it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here talking about Islamic lifestyle. So we have this really interesting tradition where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he talks about one of the things that Allah the Most High revealed to Prophet Isa, Prophet Jesus, the son of Lady Maryam. And so Allah revealed to Prophet Isa, peace and blessings upon him, saying, O Isa, do not love the world because I don't love it, and love the hereafter, the akhirah, because it is the house of return. This is one of the most beautiful, comprehensive things when it comes to Islamic lifestyle, right? We're trying to figure out how should we live, you know, what should we do, how should we have a lifestyle, you know, which is in accordance to the teachings of Islam, and ultimately, you know, is a lifestyle that will attract the satisfaction and the contentment and the, you know, ridayat, the satisfaction, to say, of the Almighty Allah. That's the kind of life we want to live, because, you know, why would we want to live any other kind of lifestyle, a lifestyle that is not, satisfiable to the Almighty Allah. So anyways, this is one of those statements by the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, which is really, I mean, it is a golden tradition, if you will. So there's two aspects to it. One is that one should not love the world because Allah does not love it. This is in itself, you know, perhaps the best reason we could say for us to not love the world, because Allah does not love the world. So the world here, which of course, is known as ad-dunya in the Arabic, this dunya is usually, you know, it is referred to as the manifestation or the umbrella of all the various materialistic things that we find in the world, you know, the various things that our desires are attracted to, the things that attract our desires, if we want to reverse the equation. And so these can be a whole host and a whole variety of different things. It, you know, usually we think about money and cars and women and wealth and these kind of things, but, you know, the circle is much wider. You know, anything that becomes a distraction for us, that leads us away from the remembrance and the dhikr of the Almighty Allah, these things are known as these materialistic and these worldly things, and its umbrella is the dunya. So when you understand this worldliness and this materialism and this consumerism in this manner, then you realize why Allah does not love it. There's no competition to the Almighty Allah, but in this situation, the dunya is something which distracts us from the Almighty Allah. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about this tradition when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle, where the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, talks about how Allah, the Almighty, the Most High, speaks to Prophet Isa. And in this tradition, Allah says to Prophet Isa that he should not love the world because Allah does not love the world. And that's kind of what we talked a little bit about in the previous segment. Continuing, before we move on to the next part of the tradition, we should be very careful of worldliness in its different manifestations, because sometimes, I guess the good gauge and the good criterion is that whenever something distracts you from the Almighty Allah, it makes you neglectful of Allah. It turns your attention towards itself rather than the Almighty Allah. then that is usually something that is the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just to kind of give you one or two examples, right? For example, you are a student and you are pursuing some sort of knowledge, even if it is Islamic knowledge, and the time for salah comes and you miss the salah at the first moments, awwale waqt, as they say in Farsi, the first time when the azan occurs, you miss it there, and then you miss it later on, and then you go all the way to the time where the namaz and the salah is about to go qaza, it is about to, you know, the prescribed time is about to end, but you're still in the pursuit of, you know, such certain knowledge, even if it is the knowledge of Islamic sciences. This knowledge that you were searching for, despite it being the knowledge of Islamic sciences, has become something that has distracted you from the Almighty Allah. And despite being even Islamic sciences, they have become a manifestation of worldliness. So just something that we need to be very careful of.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.